During the high school football season, our campus life club used to have a crowd breaker that provided a lot of entertainment for all of us. We had four cheerleaders up front with a box of football equipment, minus the personal stuff, of course, and they raced to see who was the first to get fully dressed in shoulder pads and hip pads and knee pads and helmets, the rest, you know. Well, they each had a football player providing verbal coaching, but the results were still hilarious. Those cheerleaders had no idea what gear went where, but that's okay. They didn't need to know. You can be sure the players knew. Every day, whether it was for a practice or a game, they got that equipment on. They didn't need it all day at school, of course, because they weren't generally being chased or run into at high speeds or thrown to the ground. But when it came time to play, the coaches made sure they had the equipment they needed. The coach wasn't about to send them into the battle without what they would need to protect them. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about preparing for the worst. Our missionary son called us one day, and in an uncharacteristically sober tone of voice, he opened with these words, "Mom, Dad, get your grace helmets on." He was preparing us for some bad news. They were in their 6 month of pregnancy with our grandson, and the doctor just spotted some rare and serious medical problem. Our son knew what he and his wife and our whole family were going to need for the trying months ahead. We were going to need God's grace, the equipment that God provides to give us that extra strength and protection we will need for the battle we're headed into. Now, right now, you may be in one of those seasons where all your human resources are just totally inadequate to keep it going. Well, here's God's open invitation recorded in Hebrews 4:16, our word for today from the Word of God. "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." See, grace is God's enabling power that sustains us when we're running on empty. It's sort of like a reserve fuel tank that kicks in when our emotional and physical fuel tank has run out. And it's not just generic grace, you know, not like one size fits all. No, it's customized grace, specially designed for the kind of situation you need it for. So God provides parenting grace when that's needed. Forgiving grace when forgiving is what you need to do. He'll give you cancer grace, suffering grace, persecution grace, funeral grace. For our family, facing the deep questions, the deep feelings, the critical decisions about that little baby, God's grace came in like a daddy's arms picking us up and carrying us when we couldn't walk any farther. That little guy's had his battles, and he's not a little guy anymore, and he's doing okay. But even if we have some more, you know what? His story is already one miracle after another. Not the least of which is the strength and the grace that has protected us like body armor on a soldier or gear on an athlete. And as God promised Paul, in the pain and limitations of his thorn in the flesh, "My grace is sufficient." Or as the original Greek says, "Enough for you, my grace." His grace really is enough for you, no matter how desperate the situation, because he said your strength will equal your days. Whatever the burden, he will match it with his grace, more than match it. If you'll go to his throne of grace to get it, you have to go for the grace that this moment requires. No matter what hits you, God is no less in charge. His plan is no less on target. Things may be out of your control. They are never out of his control. If you trust him, he will give you just the equipment you need for the battle you're facing right now, because God's plan will not lead you where his grace cannot keep you.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.